Welcome to the Rebel Room post-game edition. Rebel fans, get those calculators out. UNLV 124, Central Arkansas, not a powerhouse, 75. Nonetheless, a great victory by UNLV tonight. I'm Ray Brewer alongside Taylor Byrne, the Las Vegas Suns beat writer. Taylor, more than 60 points in each half for UNLV. I think they had 75 with 15 minutes to play. A ton of stats that jump off the page tonight. I don't care who the opponent was. Great win when you're this good offensively.
This was, I believe, the third game that I predicted that they would go over 100 points. And they actually, they hit my prediction, 103-61, with 7:25 on the clock. Like, this game was just absurd. These are video game stats that I'm looking at right now. Chase Standback was 10-12 overall, 9-11 from 3-point. This comes, you know, after two games ago, he was 8-9. He ties his career high with 29. You've got seven Rebels in double figures. Anthony Marshall, 10 points and 10 assists. And this is crazy. The posts, Bryce Mesamo only played 5 minutes, but he was 1 of 1. And then Carlos Lopez and Quintrell Thomas each 5 of 5. This was just a complete housing from the Rebels. And they looked like they were having a lot of fun out there with this game. And that's what this game really should be for this team. They're about to go on the road for 3 games. This was an overmatched opponent who wanted to run with them, and that's what happens when you try and play this team's game.
Yeah, UNLV shot 67% from the field, 40 assists, just 18 turnovers, and I know
don't just blow up, 40 assists. 40 assists.
And 47 makes.
That's absurd.
In comparison, Central Arkansas with 12 assists. And, I'm going to look bigger picture. 124 points in the way they did it. This team has become fun to watch. And there was 14,400 people there tonight. 3 years ago, I don't care what was going on. You're playing Central Arkansas. You're getting 9,000-10,000 people. So I think there's some buzz created with this team. Tonight's game only fuels that a little more. Listen, even with recruiting, who wouldn't want to come play for a team that's going to score 124 points?
And they're exciting. They are completely a fun team to watch. Like most of these games, as a reporter coming into them, this is the type of game just for pure entertainment that you're hoping for, because it's the only way that it's going to be an entertaining game. Central Arkansas really had no chance. They were, I believe, 32-point underdogs in this game, and just you knew it wasn't going to be a contest. And so it basically, the only way that it could be fun is if it plays out exactly like it did, where UNLV is just throwing up alley-oops, hitting every three-pointer, just really having a lot of swagger and just, you know, really having fun with it. And even towards the end, you get the guys off the bench. That's something Mike Moser even said. This is what the starters want to do, exactly what they want to do in this type of game. They want to come out and blow them out so that the guys like Wade Norman, who, you know, hustle every day in practice but don't usually get to show up for games really with any type of minutes, get to get out on the court. Norman hit a three from the corner, and, you know, just everybody contributed. Oscar Belfield, the only guy on the court who didn't score a point, he still had 7 assists.
Yeah, and no UNLV player played more than 25 minutes. So in terms of just making sure you're staying healthy and focused, definitely the game. Let's look forward. Obviously, this was just one game. As we've mentioned, an inferior opponent. But how does a win like this, Taylor, especially considering the manner in which they won so convincingly, so just a fun display of offensive talent. I mean, they only missed 23 shots. How does this help them moving forward?
Well, a couple of big things. Bryce Mesamo only played 5 minutes, and Coach Rice said that was because, you know, his knees are a little bit sore, and that's something where if any time that they can get him rest like that, that's what they want to do. So for him to be able to post up for the last 35 minutes of the game, that's great, because that's going to keep him fresher. Reggie Smith comes in, plays 11 minutes, has 13 points. That's, you know, that's exactly what they wanted from him. He was really exciting, fans getting behind him. The one drawback there is he did catch, I believe it was an elbow, kind of to the nose, was being looked at by doctors. I talked to Rice after the game, and he said he didn't have a status update on that because he was still with the doctors. And so that would be a big disappointment coming out of this game, because it was a very easy victory, and Reggie was playing really well, looked like he could definitely contribute to to this team in the near future. And so we'll see where that goes. But overall, again, also I go back to the posts. These guys as a trio have been on a roll lately. And so I think it was a big thing for all of them to kind of just keep that momentum going, keep that confidence going forward.
Yeah, and I know that, you know, they've been great the last three games, or last four games, Illinois, Cal, Louisiana Monroe, and Central Arkansas. And I know Central Arkansas and Louisiana Monroe, nothing to write home about, but this has got to be a confident bunch.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can tell just I'm looking at them, talking to them. They're smiling a lot. They've got a little extra pep in their step. They're feeling really good about this. Things changed for them with the Illinois game when they proved to themselves as much as anybody that they could go and win a game like that. And now they know they can do whatever they want at home.
Exactly. Now, let me throw a curveball at you.
I'm ready.
Okay, we're just talking positive. Stats jumping off the sheet, this great performance. You know, seven guys in double figures, 40 assists. Was there anything that went wrong in this game? Was there anything where you're like, man, they got to get this fixed?
It wasn't necessarily went wrong. Things got sloppy in the second half. The defense, for the most part, played pretty well, but there were definitely stretches of 2 or 3 minutes at a time where it was just kind of absent. And especially in the, I think it was about the 16 to 12 minute range in the second half, a lot of free throws from Central Arkansas, just really sloppy play from UNLV. And when you're playing with a lead, the last thing you want to do is give the opponent free throws. But I think that was as much of Central Arkansas really just kind of fed up with the way that they were just getting pounded and started playing a little chippy. And it took the Rebels a minute to respond to that.
Yeah. UNLV basketball, I grew up here, obviously, and this is Las Vegas's pro team. And Las Vegas is a city that, you know, it's not like, I don't know, Kansas or some other places where rain or shine or win or lose, they're there supporting them. Las Vegas only wants to support a winning team. And here you got, you know, Coach Rice, first year, you know, he's tied to those Final Four teams when Rebel basketball was rocking and rolling, man. A better ticket than going on the Las Vegas Strip. And now all of a sudden, UNLV is 14-2. They're playing great. They're nationally ranked. You know, all these NCAA tournament field projections, which I totally don't buy into in December, but has them seeded as like a 3 or a 4 seed. I mean, this is like pinch UNLV fan. This is like too good to be true. Are they going to be able to sustain this? Is my question. I mean, could it get any better? Have they peaked in at the end of December?
Well, the question I think then is, you know, what do you mean by this? What sustain 124 points? Obviously not. Sustain this type of confidence. You know, they're going to get rattled in conference play because nobody's going to run with them. You know, they've had a couple of games here where teams have given into that style, and this is exactly what UNLV will do to an opponent that tries to do that. Conference teams know the Rebels better. They're not going to have games like that. But peaked? No. I don't think that you've seen the best from this team quite yet, because I think with the way Standback is playing right now, Moser, when he can shoot threes and when he's rebounding, that the team is just so much better when he's playing well. And I think he can even get better as it's going forward. You talk about the seedings. You know, I've seen like a 4 or 5. I agree it's a bit, you know, early to figure that out. But this team has a long ways to go. But they keep saying that. They know that there's a lot to play yet. And so, no, I think this team's head is in the right place for now. And there's, you know, plenty more that they can and probably will do.
Do you remember the arcade game NBA Jam?
Oh, of course.
You're on fire!
Oh, yeah. Absolutely love NBA Jam.
That's Chase Standback.
Yeah. You know, like this is video game
now,
numbers.
Is Chase Standback going to be 9 of 11 every night? Is he going to come back down to reality, or is there a middle ground for him?
There's a middle. And I believe it was against North Carolina. He was, I want to say, 5 of 11 from three-point range. He's had another one where he's 4 of 7. You know, 8 of 9 and 9 of 11, you're not going to do that a lot. But right now, when he's proven that if you give him just a little bit of space, he can hit him. And especially for him, it's a lot of, you know, how do the first couple of shots go? If he hits the first two, then even with a hand right in his face off balance, he's more likely than not to hit the third one. Like, he's very much a streaky shooter. Like you said, heating up once he gets on fire, there's no stopping.
You're on fire. He's on fire. You know, and I think for me with Stanback, it also kind of justifies that shot against Santa Barbara to send it to the second overtime. I know that, you know, you could easily view that as just, you know, getting a lucky rebound and just heaving one up and it goes in. But with the consistency this guy has from the outside, it's been he's more than justified it. Rebel Room postgame edition, UNLV 124, Central Arkansas 75. Up next, a trip to the islands, Hawaii, on New Year's Eve. A team that, you know, has struggled a little on the road, but I think against Illinois might have fixed that problem. I'm real curious to see how they're going to perform in Hawaii. It's clearly a long trip. There's clearly going to be distractions. It's on New Year's Eve. If they get through this Hawaii test with maybe another convincing victory, then I think, wow, I mean, maybe this team is for real.
Do you see this game as a proving ground?
It has to be, because your two kind of hiccups were road games where you didn't come to play early, didn't guard the perimeter at all, and just stumbled.
Yeah, and Hawaii's been playing better lately, but I think, you know, the two road games you talked about were definitely a different class of opponent than Hawaii is.
Yeah, Hawaii's not a top 25 team. It's not a big home court advantage, but just the fact that you have to get there and the distractions of Hawaii, and now maybe UNLV is, hey, we're 14-2, we're putting up 124 points, we steamrolled Cal, we contained Illinois, this is just Hawaii. Hawaii's not that good. Do they get complacent? All questions that we're going to be able to answer on Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, I guess I don't see it. The one thing we talked with Rice postgame about was the difference in the preparation in like the road game at Illinois versus Wichita State and Wisconsin. And it can be as simple as shoot around. Like in both the Wichita State and Wisconsin games, they didn't do a morning shoot around. They opted for just kind of more sleep. And Rice has said, you know, that's probably his biggest mistake in those games. Like they need their same routine, the same type of thing they'd be doing if they were at home. And they get comfortable with that. And that's, you know, that's what they're going to be doing in Hawaii. Multiple players have called this a business trip. They know that, you know, Hawaii is a great place to go, and they're leaving tomorrow morning, Thursday, and so they're going to have a little bit of time there, be able to go out maybe Thursday night and get a nice dinner or something. But they're going to win this game. They're going to keep the momentum going. I don't see complacency as being an issue.
All righty. Taylor Byrne, UNLV beat writer, Ray Brewer, sports editor, Las Vegas Sun. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you after the next we'll probably have to drop in and do one of these Rebel Rooms one of these Rebel Rooms before the next home game, because they don't play at home for
three weeks.
We got a
big Mountain West game
against San Diego State. We got to chop it up here and chalk it out and talk it out and try to be balanced. For Taylor, I'm Ray. Thanks for listening.